Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you looking to boost confidence, yet you're having a problem comparing yourself to other people? Well, today I'm going to talk about how I've worked through this and some tips for you so that it can help you build your confidence. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. Now, if you're really looking to enhance your confidence and take it to new levels, make sure you subscribe to our free weekly newsletter, which is linked in the description below, and you'll also get a free weekly confidence tip. You can do that for absolutely free in the show notes below. Okay, so I've had comparison a lot of time in my life. It's been a huge challenge in many areas, multiple areas. And one area is like being in the job area. It's like, oh, so-and-so's got promotion. So-and-so is so much better at me at a job. Or it's been in business. It's like, oh, they're killing it. Oh, and then it like irritates me. Why are they doing so well? And the jealousy is coming. This is particularly when I was at the start of my business journey. And then thinking, oh, I should be further ahead. And then there's like dating. It's like probably the biggest wound for me. It's like, how's he get a girlfriend? And that kind of thing. It's like, why is she with him? Like, what the hell is she seeing him? Like, and I'm like, why am I single? All those kind of things. They don't create a good narrative. They've not created a good narrative until I've started to work with it. A lot of ego can come in. Like, you start trying to knock people. Admittedly, I've tried to knock people down. Not like maliciously, but like maybe in my head a bit. And then that really comes from like a lack of perhaps as much confidence in myself when I've done that. And therefore, there's things I've done to really work from the comparison. And sometimes we're not like the ego don't play up. Sometimes it's just straight to the, well, it is ego. Go straight to the negative of like, oh, I'm not good enough, right? Now, I want to ask you this. How does it help you when you're in that position and you stay there? If you're anything like me, it didn't do me any favors. So here are three things that really helped me. Self-to-self for progress, right? And people like, I want to put a reframe on this in my perspective, right? People say, oh, look how far you've come. That for me is a bit vague and a bit too like general. I'm not as a massive fan. And I like to be very truthful and honest on my podcast. And everyone agrees with me. Now that's, whilst there's an element of truth in that, I'm not a massive fan. I'm a fan of like actually listing the genuine challenges you've overcome. Really believe in that, right? But I also am not going to give myself credit if I'm in a position that I've been stuck in or I've not done anything about. Because some people are like, oh, well, you know, the five-year-old version would be proud of where you are. Like in some cases in my life, no, he wouldn't, right? Just be honest with yourself. He'd be like, oh, you should be, you know, a bit further along. Now, I think it's very good for where you've overcome challenges, 100%. Yet, actually looking at the progress you make when you're not where you want to be is not always a good thing. I know this sounds a bit controversial, but where I find this useful, self-to-self for progress, is when you've actually overcome a serious challenge you never thought you were going to overcome. But don't start looking at your progress when you don't, you know, in something that honestly doesn't feel like progress, right? But if you can really feel into some kind of challenge you overcame and think back, that's when you can really start to feel better about yourself. Look at others for possibilities. Don't look at them. And this is something my mentor said. He said, self to others for possibilities. Look at other people for what's possible for moving forward, right? If you see someone as an inspirational example, then yeah, use their footsteps. You can, if they've got a mentoring program or something like that, try and follow it because it's going to be really helpful. Self to others for challenges. And also look at other people's challenges and see what they've overcome. Because that shows if they've overcome a challenge, you've got a good chance of it as well. And look at those who had it really up against them, right? There's some people out there who have like lost limbs, all these kind of things. And they've got this real strong mindset. They're impacting the world. So like there are people who came from the worst like cases, background, you know, traumatic, very traumatic things, you know, abuse, all these kind of things. and they've managed to move forward. Well, look at them as examples and look at how you could overcome challenges. So those are my three points. Just before I get onto my final one, I just want to mention again that if you want to keep up to date on my latest episodes of this podcast so you can boost your self-esteem and confidence, you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter below for absolutely free. And you can get a weekly confidence tip with that as well. Okay, my final point I really want to say is before you go into a situation that's maybe challenging where you're going to lack confidence, you can be like, oh, am I good enough? Listen to someone who's uplifting, who like feels really good, and try and listen to them for the majority of the day, because your subconscious mind is always taking things in. And if you start like listening to someone often enough who's got a lot of confidence going into something, it starts rubbing off on you. I remember doing that in the workplace and then just like moving in tiny little different ways or speaking a little bit louder, and I got different responses from people in very positive ways. So that's just something you can do. Obviously, implement at least like one thing that you hear. Okay. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.